Welcome to Alchemergy. My name is Dennis William Houck, and together we will explore the ancient mysteries of alchemy.
Okay. Let's start step one of the quieting, which is simply withdrawal from the world, complete withdrawal. So that it helps to close your eyes, it helps to relax. But remember, in alchemy, and the way the alchemists approached it in the Middle Ages, it's a completely natural thing. So you just close your eyes and you go there. And what's there is that empty space, that sacred space that you can create within yourself simply by withdrawing your attention. Eliminating connections with the world. Withdraw from physical sensations and sensory inputs. Just start softening your reality, your body, softening your body. Relaxing the muscles. Releasing tensions, and that includes the tensions of thoughts, emotions. And that's how we flow into this. It's very automatic, very simple. And this is the place and space where the work takes place. So we gradually become clear without any ideas or impressions. Releasing ourselves from earthly concerns. Letting go. And in your practice, you will do this until it's perfect, until you completely feel that you're breaking away from the world, that you're in your own space. And you wouldn't continue to the next step until you're perfectly sure that this was done correctly and that you're where you want to be. At this quietest level, where you're just interested in the stillness and cultivating the silence, creating the space. Then you can move on to the next process of reversion, which is a reversion to our true space, to the space out of which we unfold. So we created the sacred space, and now we want to unfold into it, to become part of it, to return our will to the will of God. We've let go, we've quieted, we're still. At this point, our will is silent, and we're open. We want to focus on things that prevent us from uniting with the divine energies or the one mind or higher mind. And that could be us waiting for some type of reward here, expectations or ideas circulating that we deserve some type of experience or that there is no spiritual reality, that this is a waste of time. Ideas like that will stop this reversion process and block any further movement into the quietest meditation. So there's some reflection going on here. Unlike the quietest step where we sought to create the silence, there is reflection here on what is blocking our ascension. And when you feel that there is nothing blocking that, that you can indeed unite with the one mind and understand its will, when you believe in the process, when this step is completed perfectly, you can move on to the next step. The new step we're going to be working with, what is called recollection. It's a process of transcending reality and duality and affirming the divine source of all things. So we're not thinking in any kind of iconographic or religious terms. We're just thinking about the source that is here in this space with us. It begins in silence and creating a perfect space. And it moves to us orientating ourselves on the vertical axis between above and below through devout contemplation on the power that we have within us to unite with the one mind. And we can feel that power as kind of a spiritual passion. And that passion, which emanates from our heart and which can people associate with the heart, which you can feel in your heart, is the pure energy that will drive this. So get in touch with your spiritual passion. That is the power. That is why you move through life, and that is why you're in this class, and that's why you're studying alchemy, and that's why you're moving in this direction. You have to acknowledge it now. Not something casual you're doing. You're following the spiritual passion that has evolved in your life, that's in your true heart, that is the true motivation in your life for transformation. Now is the time to remember that, to remember who you are in your purest state, and you are striving for the spiritual connection, for the spiritual expression of that truest part in you. Your spiritual passion. So now we deepen the stillness, deepen the prayer, deepen the meditation, and focus on the spiritual passion that you can conjure within yourself. It's just you, this energy. Your spiritual passion becomes your focus and your direction. Remember it. It's about remembering who you are. Truly, it's remembering what you want, truly, why your soul is here, truly. The spirit is Thoth Hermes to the alchemist, the inner guide that emerges from the vitriol of soul. Trying to remember our soul. We're trying to remember the essence that we are. Trying to remember what it is our soul wants, our soul desires. Not our spirit, not our ego, not our family, not our job. That inner essence that is us. That's what we're trying to remember. We're trying to recollect. Or recollect and bring together as a powerful force. So this is a birth of that integrated presence, our spiritual passion, we continue like this, trying to energize, integrate, purify just that presence, just that passion, just that love of the divine that drives us. All your attention should be on that, should be on kindling that, should be on recollecting that, should be on empowering that. You must agree to the necessity of divine assistance, something totally separate from you, whose love for that is what draws you upward into the light. That one thing within you, that pure part of your soul, that spiritual passion you have, is pure. Purer than any other facet of your personality, any other part of your body. Persevere in this, persevere in just this one thing, your spiritual passion, your desire for uniting with the above, and the return home of the soul, recollecting what it was like when you were whole. Contemplate, continue residing in your heart. Until that passion coagulates to a presence, you will approach it when your personal will dissolves. You will know you are there. When you experience kind of a feeling of refreshing and renewal, kind of a being who you should be, being who you are. When this feeling starts, when this feeling of grace or wholeness starts, it's essential to remain focused on that passion and think about nothing else, becoming completely passive during this stage of recollection, to let that thing, that passion, that presence materialize spiritually, to become real spiritually. In terms of spiritual chemistry, the vessel of your soul must become hermetically sealed now. You must be totally focused, all your consciousness on this presence. Nothing from the mundane world can enter this space. Even contemplation must cease without discursive thinking or reflecting on what's going on. It's all your attention must be to the passionate energy of your soul. For reunion, this is recollection. You work on manifesting this presence, which you carry in your soul, which we all have. You bring it into being. In recollection, you remember who you are, you remember your soul, and give it presence, give it power that has been denied in your life. So this process continues at this step three. Many times you will come here and try to work with that, and each time you would try to do it perfectly. Each step leads to just this. This is the key to quietist meditation. But your everyday personality or ego does not want to be here. Remember, it doesn't know how to be here. It's in the world. So it will try to circumvent this process, to implant ideas. And that's what you have to watch out for. But it's simple. It's very simple. The passion of your soul, your spiritual energy, your desire for wholeness and reunion is more powerful than anything of the world, especially in this space. All you have to do is focus on your spiritual passion, your presence, your soulful desire for wholeness and reunion. Just the energy. Just the love. The energy of your soul is love. It wants to return. Okay. No. Back down. Come back. Leave our space we've created, remembering the work here, where we were at, what we were doing, how it worked, how it didn't work. Take these lessons back into the real world and open our eyes. Okay. Thank you for participating there. That's the step of recollection is the most important in the quietest meditation. So it's something you practice again and again until you totally have forgotten everything about you and your life and have nothing before you but the spiritual passion and the love of God to return. That's how the leaders of the quietest movement and the alchemists thought of it, to return to that level in the spiritual work, the level of the one mind. We return home to where the original one mind, one thing, one, all is one idea. And we can do that through consciousness, through the manipulation of consciousness, if we get beyond all the distractions and are able to focus on that energy. So that work becomes, in the next step, an actual infusion with the divine presence, where information comes, where balance comes, and where the purifying of fire of the divine comes that restores the body and creates the lead into gold in alchemy. That's the process. That's the whole process. So the quietest meditation includes all meditations in a way that it includes the body work, and the work on the mind, and the work on the spirit, and the work on the soul. But it's all about retrieving the soul and restoring it. Any questions?
That was so powerful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Just continue that work this week. And when you do the steps, try to do each one. Don't move from one step to another until you feel that it's done, until you feel that you are quieted, that your body's still, that there is nothing but silence and emptiness behind your forehead, behind your eyes, in your visual field, and then move on to the next step of reversion. And then when that is perfectly done, when you feel it's perfectly done, then move on to the next step of recollection. And that way, you're not wasting time, because if you can't leave one step, there's no sense of doing the work in the other. So it is a step-by-step process laid out here. Okay. Good night. Any questions anyone has? Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Dennis. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.